Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Danny and Mike, wherein we discuss Winter White, Psychic Realtors, and the Rocky Horror Picture Show. All that and special guest, Corinne Fisher, from Guys We Fuck, the anti-slut-shaming podcast. Now play the music, potty.
Cartoon that went to
Rickety Rocket.
No, it's like two pairs of blah blah blah. It's like the famous cartoon from The Barber of Seville. Two pairs of pants, blah blah. Nobody's ever heard of that.
The Barber of Seville. I've seen the opera. What's the cartoon?
But the Bugs Bunny version.
The Bugs Bunny. The Looney Tunes the version barber. Of it.
Yeah. I was like, I've seen it at
he's
opera.
Giving,
house.
No. I don't
he
do
opera. He gives the guy a massage. He's the barber, and he slaps.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't remember the.
I think that was the.
Your first fact check?
Oh, there's also mood lighting in here. Just you can.
Oh, how cool!
Do you have a color that you prefer?
You get to choose.
Oh my gosh!
Depending on your aura, how
is
it
there
feels.
Like a yellow?
There
I think
go.
Yellow makes
That's
me
yellow.
Happy. Yeah.
Yeah. The reason I brought up the Bugs Bunny. You guys never watched Bugs Bunny?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You said this.
I've watched that barber.
How can you go from Bugs Bunny's Barber of Seville?
I know what he's talking
that's
about.
Yeah, but you didn't say Looney Tunes. You're like, you know that cartoon that everybody likes?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, what fucking cartoon is
I
that?
I needed more specificity.
It took a second to get into my brain, which is very slow today. But anyway, there's a part in there where they're
it's
like,
Looney Tunes. That's got to be in the forefront no matter what. Even if it's in the recesses of your brain.
Well, that's not the case. But but yeah, anyway. I'm glad everybody watches Looney Tunes. You want to get this show started? What do you think?
I guess so, yeah, because we've already started.
What the hell?
And we've talked about cartoons. Welcome to The Adventures of Danny and Mike. Speaking of cartoons, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. You were
a cartoon.
Once upon a time. In a
Arnold!
Video. And to his right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Thank you for shouting out Magic School Bus.
And our guest for the entire hour, Miss Corinne Fisher.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Corinne.
Hello.
Tamborelli has given us black t-shirts to fortify us, and I see that you went with the dress.
Oh, yeah, this is great. I did wear all black today.
I mean, why not?
I didn't know. Yeah, I feel like you can't ever go wrong with all black. I really like it.
Works
Bond,
well. Blends
Bond
in everywhere.
Villain, Bond mm-hmm. villain that has white cats.
Yeah. I like it.
Blofeld.
I always
if
like to feel
with,
like a witch.
If you're dealing with Blofeld, you definitely, you know, they're going to know, oh, you've been to this secret lair. This cat hair, this white cat hair all over you.
This could be a secret lair.
This?
I mean, this might be the first time I've ever seen everybody in black shirts in the podcast studio.
It's just for the listener, it's just a bunch of disembodied heads.
Yeah,
and arms.
I was gonna say, floating heads. Yeah.
It feels good. I actually did. I adopted a black dog in part because I have so much black clothing and furniture, and I lived with a white dog before that, and I was like, this isn't going to work out.
Right.
It's
you
perfect.
Can't, yeah, you can't see the hairs.
Yeah, I mean, you just look dirty all the time. I did. I mean, he was the greatest dog of all time.
What was the name of the white dog?
The white dog is named Pinkerton.
Nice.
Yeah, very sweet.
And the black dog.
That's Sir Alfred Hitchcock. That's my dog.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. Very nice.
He's very proper. He has little white booties, but the rest is black.
Do you have a nickname? Or do you say
I just call him Alfred.
Can't wear his paws after Labor Day?
That's true.
He stumps around after all.
You can get out.
Sorry, I can leave now.
I'll paint you.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry.
I'm glad you know that rule, though, because sometimes I'll bring that fashion roll up and people will be like, what are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
And then there's also winter white, so it gets confusing.
Oh, what's winter white?
It's like there are some pieces that are made in white that are appropriate to wear after Labor Day, but
right.
You kind of just have to have an eye for
but
it.
They can't be
glove.
That.
Can they be
they
gloves?
Can't be that shiny
mittens.
White.
Yeah. Mittens and scarves?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Boots,
winter accessories.
Accent pieces.
Well, not go-go boots.
I didn't say go-go boots. You said go-go boots.
Well, I mean, white boots. What do you think of?
Go-go boots.
Thank you.
Yeah, all white. I was like, I have black and white checkered boots from like Canal Street Jean Company.
Remember Canal Jean?
Yeah.
Is that a place where you used to go get your boots?
I don't think
you
so.
You did get boots. Lots of them. Yeah, he's a boot man.
What? Oh, I'm cool. I'm a bootman.
He's a black shirt.
You think of me
bootman.
As a boot?
He's a black shirt bootman.
As a bootman,
I like when men wear boots, and I also like when men have nose rings, and then they're not doing it enough.
I saw somebody with those elasticy the boots with like the you know, they don't have ties. They just have like elastic in here, and I wanted to stop them and ask them if that worked for them, but I thought that's. Probably inappropriate they to must do have. On the street.
I mean,
I don't know if it's inappropriate. They probably would have just thought you were weird.
You have to.
I mean,
have...
it was a gal. It was a young gal.
Oh, it was a gal. Okay. Well, she would have just thought you were hitting on her.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. And then you're like, no, I really want info on the boots.
Yeah, I wanted to know about the boots. You know, mm-hmm. those ones that just
are
have a lat.
Are they comfortable? Yeah. We
pull-ons.
We know exactly which ones you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking
the
about.
The ones that, if you have shoddy ankles, aren't for you.
Oh, God, I did it
because again. Because there's no support.
I did it again today after aggravating the ankle in Staten Island. I did it
He's
again
today. He's
always
messing around.
Really grown up.
No. It's just bad. It's just bad. I need, like, I
first
wear running shoes
with
like
your
a
new
jerk
ankles?
For some reason.
Oh, gosh, yeah. No, I like ties because I like to get it really tight, like a corset on the ankle.
On your ankle?
Yeah, because the support is amazing then. Really tight.
I broke my ankle in 2008, mm-hmm. maybe, and I didn't heal it 100%, and it's still...
So it's a pre-Obama...
I've given myself...
Pre-Obama ankle break.
It's a pre-Obama... No, I.
That's where my MacBook is from, 2008.
No, I just.
It still works.
I just didn't take care of it.
Oh, well.
You got to take care of it. You got to do the rehab. The
I didn't
right
take
way.
Care of my MacBook
I
either.
I didn't.
Did the system updates.
So I'm just a thermometer and barometric.
You know when the weather's going to be
I know when
bad?
The weather's changing a couple
weird.
Days before everybody else because my ankle starts acting up.
Okay.
Do they hire you?
I feel like that's what people, they got. Nostradamus confused as someone who was all-knowing, and really he just had a broken ankle. He
they
was
need,
just telling people what was happening a
they
couple
need
days
Dan,
before.
Yeah, they need Dan for after, like, you know, the apocalypse when there's no more computers and he can just say, rain's coming in.
Storms are brewing.
Yeah. Set out your cisterns.
Do you think Nostradamus would have been a weatherman in today's modern society?
No, he would have been pulled right into sports gambling right away.
Or like
much
a
more
psychic,
lucrative.
Though. Because, I mean, he was yes. using, like, when I...
Sports gambling.
When you
most...
deep dive into it, you're like, oh, he was just, like, giving vague things the way you would
That's
do when
true.
You're doing a tarot card
yeah,
reading.
Yeah, you can,
so
interpret,
can
interpret it the way you want.
Anything
right.
works. Because, like, I was sitting there for a while, like, reading this, going, oh, my God, this is amazing. And then I was like, no, this is just super vague. And you could be used for anything. If you let your mind wander.
Oh my gosh, you've been to a psychic.
I have not been to a psychic.
But you have friends who do tarot. Everybody has a friend who does tarot.
I do have a friend, Kate Wolf, hi, who does tarot, 100%.
Hi, Kate.
She's a magical being.
And you won't get a tarot card reading from her?
Oh, no, I've gotten a tarot card reading for her. I wouldn't do
different
it for like
psychics.
What it is.
Have you been to
yeah.
a psychic? Have you been to a psychic, Dan? You and Kate went together?
No, I haven't. No, my wife went to a psychic and said that she was going to have twins.
Uh-oh.
And so she didn't tell me that till after we got married.
Pressure's
so
on.
Like, oh, shit.
Pressure's on.
Well, I mean, twins is better than like quadruplets
Triplets, yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
That's because...
Yeah, but if it's the first one, like one to start, and then if you're intrigued... And maybe you get two
this
the
is
next
a,
time.
This is a bold
like,
psychic,
I don't think
too.
It's a, you know.
This is a bold psychic. You can really judge them on whether this happens or not.
Yeah, that's true. That's
yeah,
true.
That's,
Jeremy,
I wanted to do an online
have
version.
Have you been to a psychic?
No, but I wanted to do, they have apps now, I guess, that you can do, can talk to people.
The California
people.
Psychics
yeah.
type
I don't, that's.
But this is a much more streamlined version of for me, personally.
It sounds like a Magic 8-Ball app.
Sounds dude. Like you're yeah. going to be late for your Verizon payment. You're texting
yeah.
a psychic? Like, what the hell?
I don't
You will run out of data in 24 hours. Like,
I foresee overage charges.
I know, there's like it's like a dollar a minute. That's like the standard going rate for psychics on phones.
Oh, man.
I mean, I believe in like ESP and stuff like that, but I don't believe in these, the psychics that you call. But I do watch a lot of like mediums on TLC, and those are pretty amazing. Mm.
They're Long Island.
I've never
there's
shared.
There's
this.
Another one now. There's like a there's like a mama medium.
There's one in Union County. There's one in Union County, so you don't have to cross.
Everyone
have to cross the river.
Union, yes.
My mom is sensitive. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Because
she's an Irish witch.
Wait, what?
She has red hair and brown eyes, and that's like it's a double recessive thing.
Oh.
And, if you look up like Irish mystic. Like lure, like that's like part of their thing.
After you get past the soda ads,
and my mom is definitely like, she's not. I mean, psychic, but
she's
definitely
attuned.
Can like.
Oh, you mean sensitive?
She can like
sensitive
she
stuff.
Can like hone into yeah. like dead people in houses and stuff.
Okay,
and be like, I know what's going on here.
Oh,
what has happened here? I don't like this place.
This is actually a really good. This is time for my what do you call it? My new show, which is called Psychic Realtor. You don't know about this one, Jeremy?
No.
So psychic realtor is like, it's like, who died in this house, but like live?
I'm sure that has to be
did you watch Nathan For You?
No, what's Nathan?
Oh, what?
The funniest
what?
Show.
It's a Comedy Central.
Oh, okay. I met Nathan at a party, and I scared the shit out of him because I came in too hard. I came in too strong.
As you should.
I was just so overjoyed.
You were psyched to meet him.
To meet him, and he was a lot less excited to meet me.
No, go ahead.
But yeah, so that one of the things they do is like it's basically like it's more like it was like a haunted realtor where they put like, because the concept of the show, as you know, is they try to help people, like small businesses, but in like the worst way possible. And so they would tell you whether the house was haunted or not. And they made her like a ghost realtor, this woman, and they put up signs like on benches and stuff. And if you would go
in LA, right?
Yeah, it was in LA.
Okay, so I came up with this idea independently.
You did. And I mean, it happens like in comedy all the time. Like, if people simultaneously come up with the same joke.
Go ahead, Corinne. You were saying, I'm sorry.
No, and so she would just like let people know if the house was haunted or not. And if it was, like, they would get a discount, but an exorcist would come in. It was great. She would be like, okay, so do you love the house? But like, I have to let you know one thing.
Also,
like,
ritual murder.
It's haunted. Yeah. It was, I mean, that show is, whoof. It's fantastic.
Yeah. But no more, I guess.
No.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
Are you saying we can steal their concept now?
Well, you can. Yeah, you can probably roll with that.
Do you remember when he was taking pictures on Instagram or Twitter where he was like eating cereal and you can catch like the reflection of the spoon and there's porn on it? Like,
this is, I didn't follow him on social media.
Oh, man. It was, didn't he pull it down right when it started?
He was on the show, yeah.
Fucking so good. Yeah. Like, it was just like having cereal and just like, you know, just the glistening of the spoon. You just see like hardcore porn. Like,
he's so
you get to squint, huh?
No, I didn't have to squint. That's the funny thing.
I guess I gotta get a bigger phone.
What do you got there?
You gotta upgrade to that.
No, I'm fine.
I feel like Nathan is like doing what Tom Green did for me when I was a kid, just like making me laugh until I cried in a way that very few people have been able to via TV at least.
Sure. He mastered the medium in a Canadian way.
Yeah, I know. I was like, it must be a Canadian thing because Tom Green's Canadian too. And then Nathan is also Canadian.
He is?
Yeah.
Gosh.
And they actually have similar kind of, they're similar. They have similar haircuts.
They're both
for sure.
Oddballs.
Yeah.
Mm. And then there's Bruce McCullough. We could go on for days of hilarious
Let's
Canadian
just list Canadian comedians.
This is a clip
Mike
show.
Myers.
This is a clip show. It's a good clip show.
Dana Carvey?
Dana Carvey?
No.
Yes, it is a question.
I think that's, I don't think that's.
First fact check, okay, Jeremy,
well,
first
fine.
Fact check.
No, that's a stupid fact check. Yeah. Who cares? Okay. Oh, you're going to fact check yourself. This is what happens on the show.
Fact check
I understand
myself.
Because on my podcast, I am also the fact checker. I can't go on with the show until I know the answer.
Wow. If you guys had a podcast together, it would just be
us Googling things.
Yeah.
You can't call it We Should Have a Podcast.
Yeah. And then I have another podcast about Justin Bieber where we actually just have a theme song called Research Break.
America.
Oh yeah.
Because we have to look it up so much. And he's also back to the theme Canadian. So there we go.
She's born in Montana, bro. So you guys get half. You guys get half a point.
That's like
Montana is close to Canada. Yeah.
Touching.
Thank you. If I've learned anything from this hour.
My geography skills are still good enough to know that Montana is closer to Canada than Mexico.
Yes.
Your geology skills are rapidly eroding, though. It's a problem. How did you first meet Dan Tamborelli?
What?
I think we just met when you did the podcast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, because I think Christina, my comedy partner, did a show with you, and I saw
at the laughing
the poster
devil or something,
and I was like, oh my god, Danny Tamborelli's on your show. Ask him to do the podcast, and I just sent her to do my dirty work for me.
Well, she did your bidding well.
And it worked. Yeah,
she did your bidding well, and I told you asked about anyone that I dated who fuck celebrities or had like a moment. And I told you that my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife,
what
gotten with the. A musician, and she heard it. She got very mad at me that I said something about it.
Oh, really?
And it all came to like a big head on Valentine's Day while I was in LA
having
a lovely, quiet dinner with just me and my lady
and
third
good
old
wheel.
Jeremy over there.
Oh, no.
So, and like, we waited for this restaurant for a while.
Jeremy
and
dressed
like,
in a striped referee shirt, and he had a referee hat.
They had, it was like the wine was bad. Everything was bad, and she was stewing on it and stewing on it and stewing on it. and then let it out, like, at the table.
But you didn't say the name, right?
No, I did. I did.
Oh, you did. Okay. Because that was a long time ago. I couldn't remember.
No, I did. I did. I made that mistake.
You blew it.
Once. I'm not doing it again. I'm just bringing it up.
You blew it.
Because I think it was a funny moment where she's like, I listened to that podcast you were on.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
that's the thing with women when you're dating them. Like, they've read every blog post you've ever made.
I don't know if they have. I don't know if they have.
Oh, I'll go hard.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yes. They're really good at researching.
I'll go through an entire Twitter
really
timeline.
Good, Michael.
Like a Tumblr account. Like, I'll go.
LiveJournal? You go back to LiveJournal?
I'll do the whole thing.
This is how you've changed.
Hey, so in 2001, you wrote on your LiveJournal...
You were really
interested in dressing up with colorful wigs and putting makeup on.
Don't kink shame, bro.
No, it's not kink shaming. I'm just saying.
I'll let you finish your sentence.
But yeah, now it sounds like it because you didn't let me finish what I was going to say.
Nice save.
And then I found God. And you're like, is this still true?
Clowns for Jesus is now the Tumblr. It's a different Tumblr now.
That's the thing, though. Like, you truly cannot go, or I have not, like, you can't go through anyone's Twitter feed.
Oh, without finding something that makes you a deal breaker?
That makes you hate them.
You're a deal breaker right away.
Yeah.
And you regret doing it, and it's almost like peeping in their public diary.
Yeah, I don't know why. Every time I'm like, I am liking this person less and less. Even if you read your own like Twitter feed and
from a year ago. Yourself.
Like I like myself and I'm reading this and I'm like, this is trash. Who am I?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's not good. I don't know why.
Well, it's because social media just forces you to say stuff impulsively because you want to put
stuff.
Yeah, well,
it's my garbage thoughts too. That's why I call Twitter. It's like my place for garbage thoughts.
Yeah.
So it's not in my head. It's on Twitter, but then like everyone
can
see that.
There, and that's like my garbage feed is what people think I am now.
Oh, for sure.
Well, you know, when the president travels anywhere overseas, you guys love this because you know it. When the president travels, there's a presidential porta potty.
Uh-huh.
Because so then foreign intelligence agencies can't intercept the president's poop and analyze it for vulnerabilities. This is true.
I like how you said that this was like something that we all knew.
This
and I was
true.
Like, I had
you guys
no,
know it. Yeah, you guys know this.
I had no clue about this.
But so how does this relate to garbage tweets?
When the president poops, because ordinarily the rest of us are just shitting and leaving a record of ourselves behind, but presidents have all their poop like collected.
Who's doing that legwork?
That's true. That's got to be a shitty Secret Service job. It really does.
I mean, specifically me, I'm talking, Scoots? Who's going to go through my...
Scoots does the legwork?
Nobody's going through your number twos. His weaknesses are... I'll tell you my weaknesses are.
They're obviously corn and
diabetic. Pre-diabetic. I got a broken foot.
I love that you said that though, because I've actually... There was a man who offered money for Christina and I in front of him and then he could keep it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
and
no. Oh, no.
This is a real email that we got.
You're like, there has to be a glass coffee table in between us. First of all, shitbag.
But the problem I had was not the pooping. The problem I had was like, I was like, well, maybe he can clone us now.
Yeah. And no, you can't have my DNA. Exactly. Yeah.
At first I was like, no, hard no. And then an hour later I was literally on my phone Googling, does poop contain DNA? Can you clone somebody from poop?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I was like, no. I was like, this is dangerous.
What are they going to do with your poop?
I don't know. It just felt like it shouldn't be something that's just like out there willy nilly.
What if they 3D printed new
us? Dude, scientists can have fetishes too.
Yeah.
You know, like who knows? He could be very smart.
Very specific kinks.
I wish he was a scientist. I wish a scientist was offering me money to poop in front. That would be like a dream. That'd be better than Tinder.
I think Methodist Hospital up the street will do that for you. You get
close.
$200 to poop in a bottle.
Yeah, you give a vital sample.
What a horrible comic book villain that would be.
What, the poopster?
Like the scientist gone bad, and he's like, how can I get back at the world? Through the number two.
He's a janitor by day.
Yeah. So he can get. Oh my
he's
God.
He's like the will. Access. He's like the Goodwill Hunting.
No, you're thinking
so he
about.
He has the Goodwill Hunting.
You're
thing
thinking about the evil avatar from the Colo Guard commercials.
Ugh.
It's like the mail away colon cancer test, and it's like, just shit in this bag and send it in the mail.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't trust any of that. Well, shit. I don't trust any of that shit.
Stuff.
Including the
stuff.
DNA stuff. Shit.
Oh, don't give it to anybody.
Like DNA exists.
No, I'm sorry. Like yeah.
I don't believe in the double helix.
These strands aren't here. The helix is for the fucking birds.
Helix is the devil's screw.
No, like DNA tests. Like, I don't like the idea of sending in my spit and having that on record.
Like a 23andMe.
Well, that's how they found the Golden State Killer.
Exactly.
That's how they found the Golden State Killer. Like, other relatives of theirs had done a DNA test, and so they were able to...
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah. And also, so here's my friend...
Who'll remain nameless.
No, yeah, she'll remain nameless. She was adopted, but didn't know.
Holy crap.
Her parents didn't tell her for a while.
Uh-huh.
Whoa,
and it, like, came up.
Me.
And... they're like, well, that's crazy. Like, I have like a whole second family because she did a 23andMe and found out that she wasn't related to her family. But then 23andMe gives you results of other people with your DNA. So even if you're like, or if like you're someone who is a sperm donor who wants to be anonymous.
Go ahead.
If you do that, then you're no longer anonymous because it'll just tell you who you're related to.
Get the frick out of
here. Yeah, that seems illegal.
Normally seems illegal.
This is what Facebook...
This
is what Facebook is doing to people who want to be sex workers or otherwise anonymous on the internet, is they look at their contacts and then they suggest people you may know, underneath people you may know, because they look at all your connections and say, this person is sending a lot of messages with this person. They must, you know.
Ooh.
And they out people. They out people that way. And people have had their covers blown.
I got to look at those people who you know. Because like every it'll be like, person from high school I don't like, who I'm purposely not friends with, person I don't like from high school. And then it'll just be like a
random,
really hot lady
sexy,
with huge tits. And I'm like, who's this? Yeah. I don't know her.
She looks good.
I'd like to.
I got a couple of those today, actually. I was like, I just blocked. Block. I'll take a look first. See like the hardcore YouTube screenshots of just like... penetration all the way down.
Is it
on Facebook?
Like, yes, it's really? On Facebook. They get and they like, you know, have two friends and
they love you.
I think it's because someone probably gets hacked and then that's what they
send
doing.
A lot of requests
out.
Yeah.
Weird.
But I wish I could just report it to be like, get it out of here. Otherwise I just have to block it and then says, we're sorry you had this interaction.
Oh God, yeah.
I'm like, shut the fuck up, Facebook. Yeah.
Jeremy.
America.
Have you ever gotten in trouble with people from high school? You must have.
Not really. I don't interact a lot with them.
Well, most of them have died off is the thing. But,
come on, man.
Wow.
Come on. No, I have one good friend from school and that's about it. There are several that I interact with, but all of the Trump likers have been unliked or unfollowed, and then I just have this beautiful little bubble now of people that I can tolerate.
It's good that you go back fairly often. I like that.
Yeah.
That you go back to Ohio fairly often.
That's true.
Oh, I was going to say, where are you from? Yeah. Okay, Ohio. What part of Ohio?
Southwestern, near Cincinnati, a little town called Lynchburg, Ohio.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
It's not Kentucky, but
it's very close.
It's close. Yeah.
Oh, I like tend to love people from Ohio. Like two of my like four serious boyfriends were from Ohio.
Oh, no kidding.
I don't know. I feel like there's like a vibe between like Jersey, New York, and like, Ohio. Like you can get along.
Yeah, what about the other two?
I feel the Jersey-Ohio connection.
Who were the other two?
Where are the other two from? One was from New York and like a New York City kid. So that's like an interesting experience.
Your stereotype.
And then the other one also, he lived in New York State, but
we need a tiebreaker.
He was also adopted and didn't know it until adulthood. So where is he actually from?
23
and
me.
I don't know.
23 and me.
I wonder if my friend, my friend and him are related.
In that case, maybe. I think nurture counts so much more than nature. And how could you really say like in a normal family where you're living with your biological mother and father, and I don't want to say normal anymore because we don't even know what normal is so quickly, but that you say, oh, it's 50% nature, 50% nurture. It's because you're related to your parents and the way that they raise you, and they're going to raise you similar to the way that they grew up, so you're going to have this. But then kids who are adopted and grow up in completely different places from where their parents were, you know, you can't really say how much of their life is determined by genetics and how much is determined by the way they grew up.
It was weird because like the family that adopted him was very wealthy. So he kind of just, you know, was very wealthy since he was like a toddler. But he really like part of the reason we started looking into it when we were dating, because we kind of figured it out together. Like he was just like way more attractive than the rest of his family.
Ooh, you figured it out.
But like in a really weird way.
You're so charitable.
And he had a much darker skin tone, like as if he might have been like part Latino. And I mean, he didn't have anything in common. They were like very fancy, like they had like a wine cellar and they liked, you know, going to see like violinists.
So
and
you figured
he liked
it out that he was
books.
Adopted.
Yeah, it just, they just, like, you would look at a photo and he just stuck out like a sore thumb. And you're like, just some weird stuff is going on here. And then he found like an old newspaper article. It was very much like a Lifetime movie. And then he's like, I gotta ask some questions.
Yeah, they have to confront his parents.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or like a reverse Batman.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a reverse Batman story.
That's true, yeah.
Reverse Batman?
Yeah, because I think Batman was wealthy and he knew it. His parents got killed, and this is sort of the reverse. He was wealthy and didn't know it. He was adopted, and
did the guy murder his parents?
No, he did not murder his parents.
Wow.
Well, then.
No.
You're all right.
No.
I think then we can throw the Batman story right out.
Anyway, you need a tiebreaker between New York and Ohio now. You've had these two serious
boyfriends. One from, there was one more, Texas. I forgot about him.
Texas is the reason.
Yeah.
He was actually probably one Texas, and then one Ohio were like the most like heartbreaking, I guess.
Ohio is always the most heartbreaking.
we're very emotional. We're emotional rocks.
Well, I found both of the people from Ohio had zero emotions.
Oh, really?
And we're like stoic woodsmen.
Really? We know I'm a bootsman.
Yeah.
We know I'm a bootman. Right?
Because I'm very masculine, so that's why I have to like find people who like chop, like look like the brawny paper towel.
You got to be out because you don't want to be the brawnier one in the relationship.
No, I have to be the more feminine one, but it's so hard, as my male best friend did point out this weekend. So
it's tougher in New York City as well.
These words are hitting hard right now.
Yeah, he's like I consider myself to be pretty masculine. You're way more masculine than me. I'm like, oh, okay, good. This is nice.
There's a lot of beard oil being sold in Brooklyn these freaking days.
Oh gosh,
my God, the beard oil. Like if you look at the graph of beard oil by the years,
it's really escalated. Awkward. Yeah, I bought my brother some beard oil. I don't know.
There's a lot of bees in
there. He's a little hipstery, so I thought he would like. He did like it.
When I was
Jersey boy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to date him. You know, he lives in LA now. So
nobody's trying.
Not trying to date my brother, so he can do whatever he wants to be metrosexual. You know.
I always I had a thing when I was dating. Anytime someone would say, oh, I like guys with beards, I would be like the Charlie Brown character putting his head down and walking away because I could never grow a beard. So I can never be that genre
woolly,
of dude.
Woolly, bro. Woolly, woolly.
No.
Stick one on.
You can be masculine without a beard. It just helps.
I know, but there are certain people
helps.
Who are like, guys with beards.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown.
But I was into beards before they were like hot. Right. And I feel like my dad had always had a beard growing up. And like he also has like long hair. So I liked a rougher, more non-traditional look.
Charles Manson, but with an axe.
You know what? Honestly, you're not really that far off.
I get you. I get you.
It was a shame because you ever look like at a serial killer, like Manson and definitely Jeffrey Dahmer. And you're like, ugh,
no.
Like why are they so hot? What a waste.
No, I don't.
So hot.
No, I don't spend my time doing
Dahmer
it.
He was so hot.
Dahmer's so hot. Right?
I'm not going to say Dahmer. Hot,
write it down. Write it down.
I'm not going to say he's not hot.
But you have a point. And
right?
Speaking of that, today they found a guy who they've convicted or admitted to 35 killings around the country.
He admitted to 90 killings.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and they've linked 35. Yeah.
I didn't see this.
Brand new. Just hit today or just hit.
I think his name was Stuart Little. It explains a lot.
Oh, my God.
He used to date.
I think his name is Stuart Little.
That's
the one
he used to date you.
No, is it Stuart Little?
Yeah.
I have to look this up.
Something Little. His last name is Little.
Okay. Yeah. We've spread enough unfounded allegations. it's lucky that the show takes a little while to get on
Come
the air.
On.
Otherwise, we get sued.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Sued,
that's
tell
a fact
you.
Check. You can fact check that.
Look at Jeremy's busy. I'm not fact checking nothing.
It's a serious thing. He's already in jail, though, so no one should be worried.
How did they find him?
Because he's like on his deathbed or something. And
I thought
just
it was
like
23andMe.
No.
Track him down.
You know, the true story is that he wants better digs. Like, he wants a more comfortable jail cell because he's dying.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So he's
he
like,
just
look,
wants to move.
You idiots missed 90 of my killings.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
shoddy police work.
Are they even gonna waste taking him to trial, or he's
no?
Just
they,
so
just
sick?
Wanna, they just want to like they just want to go through all the cold cases to see how many of them they can just actually close and give closure to people.
Yeah,
who,
like if he's gonna die, just like let people know who you killed. Like it doesn't have to be a mystery anymore.
Yeah.
You did it. Congrats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's
not,
awful.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good guy, but he's, you know, no one has to worry about him now.
Well, people talk about the word closure, you know what I mean? And closure means different things to different people. That's so fucked up, man. That's some fucked up closure to finally feel like, where the fuck have they been? Oh, it sounds like they got murdered
by
the
sick fuck.
Well, we
got him, he was already in jail, and then he decided to tell us that he, you know, killed your
But we never thought but we never gave a shit, you know. We did the person he killed was a hooker, so we didn't care, you know. This is a lot of things in California, but you know, they didn't, the police don't do the work anymore. Let's get on it, huh?
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I don't know. I mean, I guess the only time it would be closure is like if you thought the person just like ran off and like abandoned you or like killed themselves. Might be. I don't know.
Yeah. True. Or, I mean, there were just people who were just waiting to like have some sort of,
you know, vengeance on whatever happened.
That too. Yes.
And you're just like, finally.
Yeah.
Oh.
And me wearing my winter white.
What if someone else was accused and went to jail for the crime that that person did?
It's awful.
How
many
my
of those?
God.
How
that's
many
a long
of those
black
90...
veil, long black veil, right? That's the plot of the song.
She walks these streets in a long black veil.
Yeah, winter white is like the opposite.
My grave. When the night winds.
Oh, he says, you were talking about like, nobody the wrongly him. Accused.
No. The long black veil. It's
right.
Like,
she didn't want to.
Did
get...
you kill the guy? No. Yes, I did kill the guy
sleeping
because
with, it was about sleeping around, and he was in the arms of his best friend's wife.
See, he had an alibi, but he couldn't use it.
He couldn't use it, so he went to the gallows and died because he didn't want her to be ostracized with the the scarlet letter.
So he wanted his friend to be content to remain a jerk off, so he died. Is what you're saying?
I guess so.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow. Wrongly accused, huh?
Yeah, there's a thing called on Netflix called Something Tapes, and it's about people who were kind of like, people who don't have the right representation or who aren't that intelligent, who are kind of coerced into
confessions. Or whatever.
I think it's called like a confession. Like it's infuriating, but also really interesting.
The way you watch the questioners kind of guide them through.
Oh my god!
Confession.
Yeah, especially like the first episode on that series. Like I just sobbed through the whole thing because I'm really I was really invested into the West Memphis 3 case with Damien Echols.
Sure.
And
that was huge.
So I was following that for years since I was a kid. And then I live in Harlem, and I just one day a couple years ago ran into him on the subway platform. This was someone who I didn't even know would ever see the light of day during my lifetime. Right. And it was so surreal to follow this case from all these HBO Paradise Lost movies. Like there's like three, four of
them. Big documentaries.
Yeah. I would like research it all night. And then I'm just looking up at him and I'm like this. I just like looked at an arm and I was like, this arm with all these tattoos does not.
Familiar.
And it did not fit in on a Harlem subway. It just did not fit in. And I look up and I'm like, it's Damien Echols, and I talked to him, and I like went to his art opening a couple months ago.
That's pretty cosmic.
Oh yeah, I just love him.
Did you come at him like you did Nathan for you?
Honestly,
too strong.
Yes,
I mean, did you talk to him on the subway platform?
Yes,
oh,
but
nice.
I talked to him. I talked to him in the car because I had to muster up the courage the whole ride, and like, because he looks very intimidating. But I did talk to him, and I did bring a lot of this energy. But he responded positively.
If someone's gonna come at you, is it better on the platform or on the train?
I would prefer on the train because I'm always scared people are going to push me on the tracks.
Well, sure, I understand. Oh, with the 7
just
train, with the 7 train,
living.
I hate it. This is a New Yorker concern for 20 years solid.
Yeah. Well, ever since that New York Post cover story with the guy, I can't stop thinking. I think about that like every day.
There's a lot of New York Post cover stories.
And then you see the people walking like when the train's coming right on the yellow line. Like
I get nervous.
I get nervous. Freaks me out.
Yeah.
Go like this. Yeah. For the listener, my knuckles are getting white.
Did you walk to sit with him?
No.
Or did you have to like slowly like get a little bit closer? Come on, Corinne, you can do this.
You can do this.
A little bit closer.
You can do this. Look
I'm
at those tats.
Striking range now.
No.
You clearly see these tattoos.
You just start likening it to Damien's struggles and be like, what would Damien do?
Right. No, I was, we entered through like, I think the same door. Cause once I like had to get kind of close to like make sure it was him. And then I Googled it to like double make sure.
Oh.
Because that's a weird person to say, I think
asshole.
You are.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Like,
yes.
Even though he's not a child murderer, to say like you were convicted of child. It's a
it's very niche.
It's a little strange. Yeah. So I double made sure, and then I just stood, and he was sitting, and then I just like leaned in. It was okay.
For the listener, Corinne is leaning in.
He responded.
I have no idea, but not like Cheryl Sandberg.
Yeah,
I have no idea how I would react, and I already am taken aback when strangers say things behind me.
Yeah, I was like, you guys look exactly the same. I'm sure you get approached all the time.
Yeah, but not as, are you, were you convicted of child
murder? No, not that one. Just like, I loved you growing up.
Hey, were you in my favorite Christmas movie, Home Alone?
Well, Home Alone 2 wasn't your favorite Christmas movie?
Home Alone 2 is my favorite Christmas movie.
Nice. For your,
I mean, I'm a super fan of Tim Curry, that's why, and I think that's one of his best performances.
And Rob Schneider, don't forget.
That is a good performance.
They probably did a great, like, Laurel and Hardy type of thing, you know, as soon as the camera stopped. I wasn't privy to that.
God, I love Tim Curry.
What was the story?
Clue the movie, right? Yeah, is that where it started? Where did it start?
No, Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
I watched that movie,
sure,
like, over 300 times, starting in sixth grade. Like,
okay.
It's a real issue.
Clue the movie?
Clue the movie is fantastic, though.
But Rocky Horror reigns supreme because of that was your introduction. That was your gateway drug to Tim.
Yeah, and I also like men who dress as women.
There you go.
Eddie Izzard.
But beards, or this is separate? You don't. These are two different men.
You can't really have a beard.
You can have beards and heels. Beards and heels.
You can, but I don't like that.
The circus?
Look.
Okay.
I do. I like, because a lot of people who, what is Eddie Izzard refer? He's like a running, jumping transvestite is what people call it. But yeah, because it's like not a, he's like an actual transvestite. So like transvestite, there's drag queen, there's, you know, being transgender. But most transvestites are straight. Whereas most drag queens are gay.
Right.
So he's cross-dressing is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And you like that, and you liked Tim Curry in that Frankenstein role.
I mean, he looked Frankenfooter hot.
And I feel like Jersey had an abnormal amount of like small movie theaters that would play
Rocky Horror that's
at
funny.
Midnight.
Oh, wow.
And you'd be like, you know, you'd be in any county, at least two in
any
every county.
My mom
Bergen
took
County had a couple.
Yeah.
Your mom took you?
Yeah, I don't know which
one. Did you bring rice or what'd you bring?
I first did it in the living room, like when I was like, because I liked it. I think I might have watched it the first time in third grade.
Doing the tower.
So I did it when she let us throw rice in the living room, and mm-hmm. It was great. And then when I was in sixth grade, she took me and my little brother, because I think she thought it was going to be like, she didn't realize how sexual it had gotten.
I was like, what are you bringing kids for?
We're here for the midnight showing. Yeah.
It was fine, though.
11-year-old and 12-year-old.
We're here for the Halloween apples without the razor blades in them, please.
But the thing is, I went recently in New York City, and like I felt, because it's mostly people who are like, it's a great thing to do before your drinking age. So like if you're like between 17 and 19,
to warm up.
It's a really cool thing to do when you can't drink. So I, you know, went when I was like 30, and I felt just so old being there.
Like
but like
no
sixth
more.
Grade was a little young.
You should have.
Is that young people?
I joke.
I haven't seen it still.
You'd so feel less
you're
uncomfortable
too, you're
though.
Never too young to.
If you just grabbed a kid down the street and said, "You want to come to
come
the
in with me?"
With
this
me.
Is almost like and they then, need a ringer to buy them beer, and you need a ringer so you don't look. That's
old.
Funny.
But, yeah.
Or that would kind of magnify it if you went in with a ringer.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, but you'd be accepted faster.
Yeah,
that's what I was going for.
It was great, though. I don't care. I'll feel old.
That's awesome.
I do everything like too late. I went to Lollapalooza for the first time like a year ago. I'm 33 now.
I'm saving
it off.
I'm saving up for a Coachella ticket when I get Social Security.
Yeah, like I don't know, because I was so broke in my 20s. So I'm like, well, I'll just do everything now. Whatever.
Yeah, but you're doing it. That's
yeah, I'm
what's
doing
important.
It. Yeah, it's fun.
And then the music's probably more relevant. I mean, you know, like,
hey, the bands are more polished than they were 25 years ago. So, like, you know.
Music sounds better.
Yeah, I've had a great time.
Drugs we have all are these new effects and
more designer.
Yeah,
more designer drugs.
Yeah, super fun.
Less roofies.
Jeez.
In the
are there less or just no? I mean, like,
I guess I'm not out enough.
They have roofie nail polish now.
Roofie indicated.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you.
Yes, 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 but
yes. Thank you. The roofie nail polish was not as successful.
Yeah. I don't think that's
it was
a
weird.
Thing
all these guys kept sticking their fingers in my drinks.
Yeah, some women invented it, and you just stick your finger in
it
your drink
color.
And it changes color if you have.
I thought that was I didn't know if it was out yet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's amazing.
We need those.
I don't have. I should have it, but I don't. I don't go on dates, so it doesn't matter.
How do you meet people?
Either they literally like have to be in like a room with me, otherwise it's just not happening.
So
it's been successful so far.
He's married.
Yeah,
he has a girlfriend.
Mm. So
I'm separated.
You're separated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me a chance. That's all I'm saying. I've never been this single in my life since I was.
He's really masculine.
No, since I was like sexually aware.
So wait, is this a recent separation?
Well, complicated, I think, is the best way to put it, right, fellas?
If you were updating your Facebook status, yes. Complicated,
it's complicated. Yeah. So
okay.
How did I impress it to the guys? Single dad. That's like the that if it doesn't grow, if that doesn't make like a guy grow a beard, what would?
I'm not sure.
A baby Bjorn.
I don't know.
Oh. lumberjack dad with the sling on the front.
You can grow the big beard and it gives like extra hair to the kid underneath. Like
you know he
like
fucks.
The kid's got a fun little.
You already know he fucks because he's got the kid.
Jeez.
Are you saying that a dad without a beard? If I get a baby Bjorn, is what you're saying?
Do you think you're halfway there?
You're halfway
with the Jeremy starter set for the hot.
You're saying I could have my dating years would.
But
been
you
more,
have to have a
positive.
Baby in the Bjorn. You can't just walk around with an empty Bjorn.
Yeah. That's extra weird.
That would be really weird.
Yeah. Amber alert.
Is an Amber alert.
Amber alert. A lumberjack.
Excuse me.
With an
have you seen my child? What does it look like? I don't know. That one over there looks good.
You know, a baby. Oh, God.
Fill it up.
That's terrible.
He could never grow a beard.
I used to have to be in a room with people to date them, and then I met my wife on Tinder.
So you did?
I'd screwed my whole world up.
Oh, Tinder's weird. I joined Raya, and I thought that would be better. I think it's actually worse.
You got to spell that.
Is that a new one?
You guys can be on Raya. It's R-A-Y-A.
Okay. Right. Okay, Raya.
Yeah, you should get on that.
I'm not getting on that.
Why? I mean, it's for people in, like, the industry.
Industry?
Like, entertainment business. But you can do, like...
I guess I can get in it.
If you're a cool doctor, you can also get on.
Wait. If you're a dreamy doctor who lost his wife to a horrible, incurable disease, but you're still really young... And you're really rich and skinny and good looking, you can also be on this dating app?
I think so.
Okay.
I think about it.
You can be recommended by your favorite celebrity's plastic surgeon.
I have a friend pass actually that's going to expire in a day. I literally can, if you want it, I can send it to you. I want to use it for someone.
Nice. Look,
it's one way to get the digits.
Let's do that. Can we try to do that? Let us monitor your Raya account.
We are not being, that's fine. You guys can monitor it, but we are not getting any money from anybody to do this.
No, this is not about money.
This is just for the love of the experiment.
This is spontaneity.
Exactly.
This is spontaneity happening in Celtic King
Corinne,
Studios.
That would be an amazing thing to do.
I'm into it.
And we can give you any t-shirt you like over there.
Nice.
You know what? I did see that and I was like, are we getting swag for this?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yes, you came all the way from Harlem. You're going to get some swag.
I love swag.
For the listener, Danny and Mike logo apparel / 90s night celebratory swag.
So much swag.
Is now available from our recent highly successful tour of the Midwest,
which we tried to get this whole dating thing going. That was the origination of us.
Oh, you guys wanted
it,
you guys wanted to get, you know, and so in Indiana there was a pub quiz going on downstairs in Mishawaka. And
you play the great places like Mishawaka.
Are you doing the podcast or what were you doing?
Yeah, it was like a live podcast.
Okay, cool.
And there was a table of ladies and I like went over and whispered like three answers to them. They were like cute and half as old as anybody else in there. And
it's a college town.
And the good girl, the one from Notre Dame, the good Catholic girl was like, stop it. You're going to get us kicked out.
It was fun to watch him go, and he like went back. He went back to the well like two or three times, and the third time
I gave him three answers.
You could see that they were like
exasperated.
We are gonna get kicked out.
Exasperated.
They come here.
I was trying
every
to sell
Tuesday.
T-shirts. I was trying to sell T-shirts. They didn't have.
They were upset.
That was a Saturday night, bro.
No, it was not a Saturday night. Yeah, Mishawaka was not a Saturday night.
Okay, you win.
Mishawaka is always a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
Oh,
because it's a
layover day.
Directly from Daniel's mouth.
If it's a college town, like the craziest day is Thursday, like Thirsty Thursday.
Beers and things like that. You're getting cheap beer.
I went to like art school, so I don't know, but like from what I've seen in movies.
Is it close in the city? Or?
Yeah, I went to SVA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Went to SUNY Purchase, which is the out of state.
Yeah.
Out of the city SVA.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
I like. how it's right there. And my friend used to work at the, was that a Pearl Paint right downstairs?
Mm-hmm.
My,
yeah.
My friend used to work at that Pearl Paint right there, my buddy Lou. Oh,
I don't
so
think
I would drop
the
in
one
visit
on
him.
Canal?
No.
On 23rd Street, I they, that's a, that's like a, they it bought it a, out. It's like a Cava, which is their kind a, of like Apple store.
Or a Blick or whatever. Like,
well,
oh,
it's
I'm
like
sorry?
A technology store oh. now oh. because like Cava is like their private kind of like Apple store, but they're mostly selling Mac products because it's an art school. So you need a
that's,
Mac.
That's the dating app for people who only have Apple products. It's called Cava. Yeah, it's called Cava.
Ugh, I didn't date anyone like from my college when I was in college because I had a boyfriend the whole time who was just like
out of town
a lot older.
Out of town boyfriend?
Yeah.
Motorcycle?
He didn't have a motorcycle, but he wanted one, but I'm glad he didn't get one. That's cool, but the death rate is too high on that.
No, really. When my freshman year, my college girlfriend had a roommate who had a motorcycle riding boyfriend who was a lot older, and I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
There goes a bad man. I know I'm bad. There goes a bad man.
If only he had a beard and a baby Bjorn.
You know, he was, yeah.
The foreshadowing was in the Beavis and Butthead TV show.
Yeah.
When the bully showed up and he was always riding a motorbike. What's his name? It's Toby.
Right.
Toby's voice.
Toby Husted the voice.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Toby, a little like Roger from Doug with like the jacket, the biker jacket. That's what I'm going for. I like
but with a beard.
People.
But with
I
a beard.
I don't know why. Yeah. Not mean to me. Just mean.
Everyone else.
Just
yeah.
mean to everyone else. Yeah.
And green skin.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Salacious Chrome, you know, Jabba's little sidekick from Return of the Jedi. The one who's next to him.
The guy with rat the little rat yeah. with the long, big ears.
Yeah. No, not too many whiskers, not enough beard.
What's the name of the celebrity dating site again?
Raya.
Raya? Okay. It's not for, sorry to go backwards. But
I didn't know it was for celebrities. I know it's for people in the industry. I assume she meant local 52 members.
No, it's like you're cool. You're in the biz. Oh, I'm cool. It's like I just remember applying for it.
I'm scanning my name card
and I name dropped Danny Tamborelli.
Yeah.
And then you didn't get in?
And maybe Michael C. And I didn't get in.
Maybe. Yeah. You're
like, I was like, you guys can definitely get in. No problem.
Ryan wasn't around when I was using it. It was just Tinder. That was the only one. Me and Hillary Duff. Hillary Duff and I were the only two using Tinder back in the day.
Hillary Duff was on there?
They were early adopters.
Early adopters.
They were the first two.
And then we started dating, and then all these other apps came out, and then my friends were using like Bumble and Hinge and all these other ones.
Uh-huh.
Right. Door Slam. I think that's one of them.
And then... you know, Tinder upgraded, and Jeremy had to show me all that you could swipe back and all these things.
You could unswipe.
Think of all the possibilities that maybe I would have just passed over my wife.
Easy, buddy.
Fucked up.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, what are you saying? Because I was like, your wife's also going to listen to this episode and get fucking pissed. Yeah.
They had a great wedding. It was really a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm glad.
Beautiful wedding, yeah.
Thanks for clearing this up. It was just fun fodder. I wasn't
Wait,
being
how many
serious.
Tinder dates did you go
You're
on
gonna
before
be a
you
fun
met your
fodder.
Wife?
You could be a fun fodder of twins.
I'm not going to be a fun fodder of
that's
twins.
That's what the
so
psychic
good.
Said.
Very good. I was on Tinder for comedic fodder, is what I said.
Oh,
for
research
like 6 months.
Oh, he just did that because he deleted.
Because I felt
deducted
no,
it on
because
his taxes.
You know what I did? I felt
did research
I was
purposes.
Like
yeah.
I was like you. I always wanted to have.
Oh, you know, Lane Moore has to deduct all her Tinder bill on her taxes.
Yeah, what I love that New York City comedy reference
for the listener.
Oh my gosh!
Buy her book. Yeah, she has a new book out. She's a former guest. So
it's called How to Be Alone.
She is a former guest.
Yeah. So Dan. You're a former single guy.
I'm not. Yeah. What I'm just saying that. Yeah. I used Tinder. I used it under the guise that I was doing it for shits and giggles. But I was, you know, looking
for love.
Can we brainstorm the next dating app name?
No, we don't need to.
Billion Dollar Idea.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I'm going to call it Tote Bag.
I just want my help.
Help. Yeah. Help sounds good.
Help.
Help.
That's good.
But I had very weird interactions on Twitter. On Tinder.
On Twitter.
Twitter too.
But I can imagine.
You know what? You can make a mistake and try and use Twitter as Tinder, and it's
Mike uses Twitter as Tinder sometimes.
No, a lot of guys use Instagram. It's only for meeting dudes that I hate.
That's how the sliding into your DMs became a thing, I guess, huh?
Yes.
That makes sense.
I get a slide in by proxy. The fellas let me know when someone else slides into the DMs because I'm not on there.
Yeah.
I had somebody record our conversation.
What?
On a date.
What?
At the bar.
Wow.
How did you find out?
Because she told me afterwards.
Was it because you're a celebrity? Was it because...
I don't know. I didn't get too far into it. I just know that I like kind of repeated the whole thing in my head and I was like, whatever. Do you have some fucking
mindless conversation.
Yeah, now you know about right. me. Now you know about me, you can, flirting.
Now you have my voice.
That's so weird. Great. I mean, and also, like, she couldn't do anything with it because it's illegal to do that.
Yeah.
It's a real Linda Tripp move.
It's a real Linda Tripp move.
New York is a two-party consent state.
Wow.
Yeah, you definitely can't do that. Sorry. I'm very deep into the Clinton affair right now.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Have you been watching it?
No. Is it on the Netflix?
A&E?
It's on A&E.
Oh, my God. Real good. And, like, I mean, I lived
it. Better than the OJ?
There's stuff. I think so, because there's more in this that I didn't know that they released, and they did like an exclusive interview with Monica, and she never talks about it anymore. I mean, I think she's talked enough about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, and so the OJ thing was more like everything I knew, but it was great in quotes to watch it back.
Wonderful.
But this is like, there's new info. They're playing tapes. They're interviewing all these politicians.
Right. There's extra material.
Brett Kavanaugh's involved, and he's still bad back in the day. Like, it's juicy.
Wow.
I'm very into
it. Beer out of the butt.
Well, I guess I'm gonna.
I love stuff like that. Yeah. Because it feels educational, but it's still like garbage,
it's pulpy.
Like reality.
It's pulpy.
So it's a little bit of both. Yeah. Yeah. You're like, oh, this is education.
National Geographic meets National Enquirer.
Right.
Again, you're deducting it on your taxes for research purposes.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm working on a Clinton's themed comedy show.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
So good. Love it.
I think we could do that.
What, you and I?
Yeah. I'm going to be Ken Starr.
I'll be Roger.
Oh my God.
I'll be Brett Kavanaugh.
Well.
Yeah, don't.
No one wants to be Brett Kavanaugh, not even Brett.
Oh, man.
But Squee does. Squee wishes that he was Brett Kavanaugh.
I'll be Paula Jones.
Ooh.
I feel like she's the unsung hero of the series. Like, I feel like we didn't really understand Paula Jones initially, and I feel like I have a better understanding for her.
You're revealing pearls, is what you're saying from this kind of.
Yeah, I just really. I learned things that I didn't. I needed to know more about Paula Jones, and glad I did.
At the time, we weren't paying attention to shit like that. We were looking at, you know, Napster.
We were. Oh, I would just leave that to download, and he'll be like, "I'll come back in 5
exactly.
hours."
Exactly. I'm gonna go bake a cake.
Yeah.
And when I get back, I'll have that live Cramps record.
Still have these images of my head in my head of, like, you know,
green bars finishing.
No, just like, you know, a naked woman with just half the boob up. And then another 20 minutes.
Oh, you were doing photos. Okay.
Like, well, you know, we're talking Ken Starr days. I think I was still looking at photos.
This was Dan's first dating app. It was called Boober.
It was called Boober, yeah. kept screaming at my Alta Vista.
Oh, my God. Alta Vista got me through a French class. Thank God. They had a great translator on there.
Really?
Yeah, that really helped me.
Save my ass, Boku.
That's funny.
Thank you to Sally the Irish Witch for...
She's not. I mean, maybe she's listening. I also knew my mom was a witch because she knew almost every bad thing I ever did.
Wow.
Without me ever having to.
I mean, I think that's like a mom thing.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's just your mom.
No, but like weird shit.
Yeah.
Like one time I came in, and she was like, "You smell like cigarettes."
Okay.
And I was like, "No." She goes, "Yeah, you smell like cigarettes, and you were smoking cigarettes, and you were hiding it by rubbing your hands on grass." And I had done that, and I wasn't at my parents' house when I did it. And I looked at my hands, and I didn't have any grass stains or anything on it.
I just got off the phone with Billy's mom.
How could she just say that?
Billy's mom was looking out the window when you did this.
I mean, perhaps.
What a weird tactic to rub your hands on grass.
I don't know. My friend said that would be a way to get rid of the smell.
Bro, the only way to get rid of cigarette smell is
I was
with
in
weed.
I was
weed
in seventh grade
hands.
And those cigarettes were picked up from the street.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Everyone has a hot tip when they're like,
it's a Jersey thing.
Yeah. Like my friend used to drink and then everyone would put peanut butter in their mouths because like, that's the only stronger scent.
Yeah, it kills the smell.
And we're still like, we're eating peanut butter pickles.
Totally.
A penny.
You guys are just like pregnant women actually at that point, just trying to hide the smell.
I was just an accomplice because I was like a goody two shoes. I truly didn't drink alcohol.
You couldn't wait to go to Rocky Horror Picture Show. You were not trying to drink.
I was not drinking. The first drink I had was for the Sex and the City series finale, and I was 17 years old, and I asked my mom if I could have one Cosmopolitan.
Can I have a Cosmo, please?
And she said yes.
And that was, you shared a Cosmopolitan to say goodbye.
Two straws.
To Sex and the City and hello to your new...
Life as
my
the Carrie, as the Carrie Diaries.
Beautiful.
Mom, I'm growing up.
I'm a grown up lady. And it was disgusting. We made them in like old, like my friend's house who had like like immigrant parents who just like were never around, like they didn't speak English and they were just, I don't know where they were. They were like sometimes like just fly to the Dominican Republic for like 3 weeks and like leave him there. And it was great. So we would go and like we made all the cocktails in old like mason jars that were holding screws in the garage. Oh.
rusty
yeah,
cocktail.
Like this, and I was like, but no one's even here. Like, why don't we just like use a regular cup? Like, why, I don't know,
they'll
why we're
know,
hiding.
Right. No. Don't, yeah,
they can't, they can't, they'll find out.
It felt
how could
cooler.
We ever put those glasses back in the same place?
Yeah, exactly. That precisely.
I don't know what you were thinking. Yeah.
Oh boy, that's what you got to do when you live in Jersey. You got to find
you improvise.
Ways.
Oh, I had so much fun in Jersey. You learn skill, like you learn weird sports in quotes, like billiards and bowling. Those are the two things that we used to do.
Those seem like very Jersey sports. They do.
Yeah, billiards, I love playing bowling? Pool. Yeah. Oh my god, yeah. They liked. I think they liked bowling better, but I prefer pool.
We had a place in the town I grew up in that was like. It was just a pool hall.
Mm-hmm.
And so we could go there and we could smoke cigarettes at like 13, 14 years old. They didn't mm-hmm. give a shit.
Practice cursing.
Like, yeah, and that was like the place to go when you couldn't go anywhere else. And like everybody's parents were around and were like, we're going to play pool.
Yeah.
And like we'd all ride our bikes to this place and we'd sit there and we'd play pool and we'd smoke cigarettes. And we thought we were like such tough adults.
It is a fun.
And it's such
pool
a weird
cool.
thing. People don't. That's a very specific kind of.
Yeah. I mean, there was, what else? There was like the Quick Check parking lot. Like,
yeah.
I'd rather be in a pool hall.
This sounds like
the Dunkin' Donuts
Suburbia or Clerks. It really does.
Yeah.
He definitely hit the nail on the head for sure.
Oh, yeah. Cause, yeah. That's Jersey.
That's why it resonated so well. And Garden State didn't. Mm.
You just have to clean it with rubbing alcohol if it's too resonated.
We did cruising. Did you guys cruise?
Just driving around?
Just driving around.
Yeah, I did that.
But there was a very specific route and it
loop.
Was a town away.
It was a loop.
And you would go and you know,
would you go a town away because you didn't want to be in your town?
He couldn't show his
face.
No,
because nobody, you know, nobody was.
He didn't talk to anybody from high school, so.
Yeah, well, then I did. But you would go to this little town like 10 minutes away and everybody would just slowly cruise around the block and they would. You know, as you're driving by someone you knew, you'd be like, you know, hey, and
hey,
then
Steve.
Somebody else and be like, oh, I don't like you. Fuck you. I'm going to fight you. And then it's just like this huge circle of death. And
you just
then,
wow. drove by all
circle
of your
of
friends.
Wow.
And then the town got so pissed about it that they put up a no left turn sign and it completely
killed
ruined
night.
The cruising.
It killed cruise
oh,
night.
No.
Because the route had changed and then, it was just gone. Over cruising.
All,
I didn't know
all
where to,
foiled by a no,
a no left
turn sign?
I didn't know where
Damn.
To challenge people anymore.
Yeah. Dang, yeah.
If you'd like to challenge us from your car, please call 347-470-8150 here at the Adventures of Danny and Mike. We're very grateful for your input.
Oh, do you take calls?
No, we don't.
Not live, but we love your voicemails.
You leave us a voicemail. And maybe we'll listen to it on air and answer your question or talk about your comment.
That's
in some way,
fun.
Shape, or
I
form.
Like that.
So you can come back anytime you like if you know you want to just send voicemails or if you or if you just want to come back and do the
I'll
real
answer
thing
my
too,
own
you
voicemails.
Can do, yeah.
It'll be good. That,
administrative work is not above me. I will do it. Thank you, Corinne. You must have cool plugs for us.
Sure. You can follow me on all social media, including TikTok. Thanks. I just signed up for that yesterday.
What the hell is TikTok?
It's like
I
Raya.
Don't know.
It's like Raya, but for people outside the industry.
No, it's like Vine-ish, they say, but I don't think it's like Vine at all.
I mean, there was just one part where I'm putting a filter over my face, and then it was just an Asian actress, and it felt, I was like, well, I can't upload this. I'm going to get an article written about me. And then there was another thing where I'm like in some kind of tunnel, and I just sang along to a Spice Girls song, and I was like, I'm too old for this.
Yes.
I thought about Snapchat. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I couldn't do Snapchat.
I'm too old for Snapchat. Guys.
I'm too old for
the
two.
For the listener, sorry.
The kids ask, and I go, no, I'm 33. I'm not on Snapchat.
Jesus year.
Yeah, I'm just not. So, at Philanthropy Gal on all social media, and I have two podcasts. One is Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast that I do with Christina Hutchinson, my comedy partner, and then I also do another podcast, which is really cool. It's like 35 episodes, and we just did a live show for the New York Comedy Festival. It's called Two Less Lonely Girls. It's an unironic podcast for adult Justin Bieber fans, but we also talk about like celebrity and what it does to people on a larger scale. I really love that. Those are both, that's with Rosebud Baker, and they're both
who stops you from
people.
Being a runner.
What?
Who stops you?
I mean, us, because we truly love Justin Bieber. We met him this summer.
You're staying true.
It was
he nice?
Yeah, yeah. I think he was scared.
Listen to the save it for the podcast. Yeah, save it for the podcast.
He was a little scared.
She came out a little strong. She gave him the Nathan approach.
I tend to do that.
She gave him the Nathan.
The Nathan approach.
Sometimes I come on. No, for this one, actually, Rosebud came on stronger than I did. I came on
the Rosebud.
Because I had an in. I was with someone who actually hadn't met him before, and he, thank God, remembered. So it seemed
good
a little
cop, bad. Bad cop. Good cop, bad cop.
It's always helpful to have that.
Yeah.
It's great to have that podcast fodder, jog. Though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it was good. It was good. So, yes, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for hanging out.
Wonderful guest.
I love it. This is a fun studio.
Thanks for stopping by the old Seltzer Kings.
this is the coolest it's been in here in weeks.
Yeah. And they do provide seltzer. It's not just a clever name.
It's not just a clever name.
They really suck.
Check us out, DannyMike.com. Also, you can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/DannyMike with the Ant spelled out. Also,
with the Ant spelled out.
We're on the Last Podcast Network. Check them out, lastpodcastnetwork.com, or all of their great podcasts. And what else? Guy's at D. Tamborelli. This guy's at Michael C. Morona, and I'm at Remy Balin. I don't know. What else do we have to talk about here?
I don't know. I think you did a good job plugging.
Yeah, yeah. Way to bring it home.
Corinne, thanks so much for hanging out.
Thank you.
You're a joy, and come back anytime.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Morona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Balin. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/The Adventures of Danny and Mike. Thanks for listening.